Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. We are in the studio today live, 888-88-SCUBA to chime in and join the class as we talk about our favorite activity. And that of course, is diving, hence the word Scuba Radio. All right, so a lot of stuff happened this week for me personally. And what better place to vent and to share what's happening with me than right here on this goofy little radio show we do every week. And it does have a tie to diving, even though you may go, what? Well, one is my daughter was accepted to the college of her choice. So major debt being racked up with that alone, you can imagine. But I'm happy. I'm glad. She got into her college, which is a good thing. Also, I bought a new car for the wife. And that had nothing to do with any kind of like penalty, like I did something wrong and therefore I needed to pay her off. Nope. There was purely of... Well, I kind of went in conjunction with this whole college thing. I had to add a vehicle to the family, right? So they got that. And then also, I realized that I have not been tracking my dives properly. I haven't been a good little diver doobie and filling out my dive log like I should. Now, I've been doing this for a few years now. And I'll be honest, after the first, after about 200 dives, I kind of let the whole dive log thing go. Started doing this radio show, and obviously I get to dive quite a bit. I'm not a big writer. I don't like writing stuff down. And the whole dive log thing, I mean, I'll admit it, I just don't do it. And, you know, what are you going to do? Well, it's not a problem when you're, to my level of diver. Even though you're supposed to maintain a logbook, and if anyone wants to, quiz me when I'm going in to get an air fill or something, or wanting to go diving, of course, it could create a problem for me. But they figure if I'm doing this radio show about diving, I'm usually okay. However, now that I'm doing this rebreather stuff, we're in a whole different category. And, I got certified on the silent diving rebreather, the inspiration and the evolution with Mermaid Tony, and in Grenada in July, and very important to maintain a logbook for my rebreather diving, because here I am, I'm starting all over again in a whole different system, and logging your dives is extremely important, and I had not been doing that properly. I was kind of leaning on Mermaid Tony to act as my secretary in that regard, and she got kind of, I don't know, what's the right word? Starts with a B?
Bad?
Yes, bad, about sharing her logbook statistics with me. And, I got a little chastising from my rebreather instructor and said that, hey, you need to get on the ball, make sure you're filling these things out. And so I had to find a logbook, and, I was like, well, I got to start writing this stuff down. And then,
you use a computer, can't you just use a computer log?
Well, that's what I, is there a... I thought maybe I could do like a dive log app on my iPhone or something.
Why not?
And there's a couple out there, but I couldn't find any that would work on my particular iTouch.
You couldn't find any that would actually do everything totally automatically with you doing absolutely no work whatsoever on your part?
Yeah, and they weren't free. I wanted a free app. I saw some apps on there that were like $40. I was like, are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
So I couldn't find one. And so then I went to, well, let me just get like a computer dive log. And I finally found one, but I haven't messed with it yet much. But I'm starting to wonder, like, isn't somebody stepped up to be like the dive log of computer dive logs?
Free? For free dive log of dive logs?
Right. Or there's a, you know, I did find one online dive log website. And I'm thinking, well, maybe that would be the way to go.
But then, boy, I'd have to type in all that information every time I dove, and it wouldn't and ask me if I dove this week.
I just Googled the idea, like, you know, what about this as an option? Then you can fill it in wherever you're at, whenever you get to a computer, and that sounds great and fine and dandy. But then I guess some people have done this over the years, and then all of a sudden the website went belly up, and guess what? Your data went along with it. So I'm like, ooh, that doesn't sound good. Maybe I need to have something that's anchored on my personal computer that I can back up on my own. So, you know, I got all these, this little minor thing of just writing down some numbers and stuff has turned into a major deal for me. Now,
they had invented, what do they call that thing? Paper.
Paper? What are you, from the, you know, 200 BC? Well, actually, Bill is kind of old.
Hey.
But Mermaid Tony's kind of tech savvy. And she's on the line with us right now. Tony, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Now, so we were talking about this dive log thing. Now, you have been my dive log in my eyes for at least our rebreather training. But you've kind of. Only because Peter made you, yeah. And you've kind of revolted. You've kind of like, you know.
Mermaids are revolting! Telling me!
She's like, I'm not writing down your numbers anymore. So you said I had to do it myself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
As you said.
And I'm trying, but I can't seem to find a dive log. What do I do? You love doing this whole texting thing and your Facebooking and all this kind of crap. And it's what do you do?
I have your traditional log book, pen and paper.
What? That's
yeah,
so that's so 80s.
I know.
And she's not even ancient like me.
What are you trying to be? You're trying to be retro. Is that what's in style?
She probably doesn't use a sharpened piece of slate like I do, though, to write.
Maybe.
Or yeah, a charcoal stick.
Pyrus.
Yeah.
Pyrus, exactly. So you're saying that cool. I should just go to a written logbook and not try to be so techie and hip?
Exactly. I have tried so hard over the years to find a good online free, just like you, I'm cheap, or on my phone app, and then when you finally find one that you can, it's kind of okay, then it takes you even longer to write in all the information. And
yeah.
So the only other option is if you have a computer that you can, or, you know, a dive computer you can hook up to your computer and download all of your information, that's a little bit different. But I've yet to find one where you can enter it yourself. And
yeah. Well,
and then you get to collect stamps from different dive shops and stickers, and you can write your memories and take pictures. It's just fun.
Well, that sounds more like a journal. Like you have turned yours into like a dear diary, the old dear diver diary kind of thing. Because
one entry that says "I hate Greg" at the end of it.
Yeah, what is that all about? What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I'm involved in Mermaid's photo shoot in Grenada.
Yeah, if you're saying if I did that, I would understand.
Yes.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it is sacred territory. I have never looked inside Tony's dive log, I swear. But supposedly, I did remember someone showing me this, where it said, I hate Greg. She's not joking, Bill. That was you. I knew it was someone.
And actually, you didn't see a copy of it. You saw someone who had taken Silly Putty and made an impression of it like you do with cartoon strips.
Well, maybe. No, I don't really remember. But
that's old school, baby.
But so you're saying go to paper.
One day we'll explain to Tony what Silly Putty is.
Mm-hmm.
I know what Silly Putty is.
Okay.
Of course he does. Come on.
I've gotten it stuck in my hair before. That's no fun.
Yeah, we don't want to know why. Let's just leave it at that. It goes back to that whole cheap comment she made earlier.
Cheap, cheap.
Hello.
I tried to make a necklace. I was like 8 years old. What do you want?
Oh, brother. All right, so she says go to paper. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't. I'm not going to go to paper. I'll get carpal tunnel.
That seems likely carpal tunnel.
It's not
like it's going to take you 1,000 years to write this.
Right now, it's
we already know what your workload is
paper.
Like in terms of your hands.
Well, it's
thumb twiddling does not lead to carpal tunnel.
I think it would be cool to just have it on my phone as an app, and I could not find an app that I couldn't find a free one that worked.
What
and they're supposed to be free.
If you drop your phone in the water.
If I drop my phone in the water, then it counts as another dive.
And it should automatically track it.
Yes, exactly. No, I have never dropped my phone in the water. I've never lost my keys. That's just me. See, I'm not like Tony in that way. I'm very responsible. I'm not saying she does that all the time.
That
but
word
I think
must
happened.
Mean something different to you than it does to me.
Why?
Very responsible.
I don't understand. Okay, we got a car issue and a college issue related to diving next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
Yes, we are going down here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer, and Mermaid Tony's on the phone. Tony, you're working today, right? Are you allowed to say where?
I am working.
Where are you?
I am allowed to say where, but then I'll have to kill everyone.
Then you'll have to what, everyone?
Kill everyone. That's not really being allowed to say it.
No, that's not true. I can tell you. It's a secret, but I'll let you in on it.
Okay, go ahead and tell us then.
Working indoors at Keys Diver today in Key Largo.
Keys Diver. Okay, there you go. So if you want to go into Keys Diver today and give Tony hell for talking on the radio instead of working, now's your chance. Yes. All right. Well, look, let's talk about other stuff. We covered the dialogue thing. You're saying paper. I'm saying save the earth. and give me something free. But we'll just leave it at that for now. If anybody has any suggestions on computer dive log software or apps you can use for your iPhone, any experience with them, please feel free to chime in at 888-88-SCUBA. All right, so the other big news this week was I got a new car and my daughter was accepted to college. Now, I got to pay for both of them, which kind of blows. But, you know, I'm thinking the one thing I'm looking into is what kind of dive programs they offer at colleges across the country. I know there's Berry University down in South Florida. Let's see, what is it? Mermaid Lizzie works with the dive program, and is it Tallahassee at FSU, Tony, or where? You remember?
Hi, I love that you say that, but unfortunately, no, she's with the rival school, University of Florida.
Ah, so she's a Gator diver.
She's a Gator diver, unfortunately.
Yeah, do they even have a dive program at FSU?
Well, they do as well. They've got a scientific and research diving program.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually get a college degree in diving.
Wow.
Another school, yeah. Central Florida, that you might be interested in, Sean, my wife,
right,
took her open water course as a 4-credit course at Rollins College.
Uh-huh, okay.
Right here in Winter Park, Florida.
How about that? With Paul McCartney's kid.
With Paul McCartney's stepkid.
Stepkid.
Yes.
All right, well, there you go. All right, so there's
another choice if you have a gazillion dollars to spend on a college education.
But that wasn't a diving major. That was just a dive elective, I'm guessing, right?
Right. It was a phys ed requirement course to take. Hmm. Keeping in mind that most of the people that go to Rollins College end up with a liberal arts degree. So you're learning a little bit of everything.
Learning how to be a liberal?
Oh, in many ways.
Yeah, maybe.
In many ways.
All right, well, we'll leave that one at bay. I got to do some more research. Actually, Mermaid Lizzie, she does something with the Gator dive program there, and we're going to get her on here on a future episode of the show and find out what that entails, because it sounds like a pretty good gig, or a major, or maybe it's a major for slackers. I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I wouldn't go ahead and say that.
No, I wouldn't say that. Whatever. Let's talk about the car thing, because this is even more important and a bigger immediate debt that I have to swallow. I bought a new car for the wifey this week. So, and I was thinking when I was getting this, of course, I want to get her the car she wants. But let's be real. What's more important is, will this work for my needs? You know, will it make her happy, but give me what I need when I want to go diving? And maybe I want to take a car that's a little bit more fuel efficient than my truck and that kind of thing. And you want to put your dive gear in it. Now, Tony, you drive what down there in the Keys?
Not a good car for scuba instructors. I drive a 3-door Saturn coupe.
Okay. And I know she's referred to it as a diver's POS before, but I don't think that's the model number, is it?
No, it's not, but it should be.
Okay, but it's not a bad car. It's
POS, by the way, stands for point of sale.
Oh, that's what I thought. So you would say, well, I mean, that car's worked for you, right, as far as being a dive instructor in the Keys?
Well, now, to be fair, that really is because Mermaid Tony is a master at improvisation. She can make anything
exactly
work. She can make any situation work. Case in point, she's traveled with you.
Thank you, Bill. That is so true.
I just think that makes her adaptive. That's all.
Well, that's the same thing.
Oh.
That's the same thing.
I think mine is a little bit more complimentary, but yes.
All right, if you say so.
A master at improvisation.
Okay. She can roll with the changes.
She can make things work.
All right, even when it looks like the odds are insurmountable.
Correct.
Mermaid Tony can make it happen. All right,
I've had six scuba tanks and six full sets of dive gear in that car. And
that seems improbable.
And 10 clowns. That's impressive.
No, getting out,
six
but, yeah.
tanks and six scuba, six full sets of gear seems like it would exceed the interior capacity of that vehicle. It just seems like there would not be enough space, even if you were to optimize all the space. It doesn't seem like there'd be enough room. But
I should have taken pictures.
I think it actually it goes to a point, though, because a hatchback is definitely better as a diver than a standard two- or four-door setup with a trunk, I think.
Well, and that's what I got. I got a Ford Focus hatchback.
Yeah, well, you could lay down the seats. You have more storage space in the back. I think that's important.
And the only thing it's missing to make it the ultimate dive vehicle, in my mind, is that, well, it is red candy metallic paint job. All I got to do is put a white stripe on it, and it'll be the ultimate diver
Then it's
vehicle.
A tomato.
It's a what?
Then it's a tomato.
A tomato? A white stripe, like a dive flag.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. It's
what do
not
you mean?
Shaped like a flag, though, is it?
No, but a giant car.
I just
car,
thought a giant red. Yeah. Okay.
No. Wouldn't that make it
a.
What, Tony?
I thought
what?
You said you got this for your wife.
Oh, you know what? You're making a strong argument there.
Well,
it's
I did.
Carpeted inside, too, right? Isn't it? Because I would think the dive vehicle would not have carpeting in the back area.
Yeah.
It would have like a
vinyl mat.
Vinyl mat.
Yeah, or all weather floor mats. Thank you very much. Yes, see, I'm thinking ahead.
All weather floor mats are not the same as having a vinyl backing there, so that you just sweep off the sand and the crud that ends up being in the back of a diver's vehicle.
No, you just get a big bin from like Home Depot and you put your dive gear in and stuff like that. See, these are the kind of things you got to think of. The only thing it doesn't have is the separation between
church and
the seats and the trunk. And if you have stinky dive gear, you know that could be a problem on a trip.
You got windows and a moonroof. I think you're all set.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, with the exception of separating the passengers from the stink of a trunk filled with dive gear.
Interesting you should bring that up, because I spoke with Tony right after we ended that segment. She couldn't stay with us because she's working.
Yeah.
But she said...
what is this? We're working, Bill.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
We're able to do this.
She's actually doing real, honest-to-goodness labor.
Oh.
For which someone would pay her. I mean, that kind of work. I understand where your confusion comes in.
Yeah, totally foreign concept to us.
But she said someone was helping her move stuff in her car, and she was asked if she had a cat.
A cat?
Yeah. I said, do you have a cat? She says, no. And they said, well, it smells like wet cat litter in your car. She says, no, that's what a carpeted car smells like when you put wet dive gear in it.
Hmm. It smells like kitty litter, huh?
A wet kitty litter. I'm going to advise against using your wife's car to transport wet scuba gear, especially since you've got your vinyl-lined big orange
Chevy Avalanche. Yeah. Well, that's my dive vehicle.
Pumpkin.
That is why I got the Chevy Avalanche, is because it's kind of a truck and a car. It's kind of modular that way, because it covers up the back where it ends up being a giant trunk. Now, you could do that with a pickup and a capper or something.
Right.
And I've had one of those before, too. But when I bought the Avalanche, that was the reason I went that route. It wasn't my call. It was my wife's call. Said, you're not getting a car where you're going to stink it up with dive gear. Because I know how you do. You drive down to the Keys. You do some diving. You throw the wet, stinky dive gear in there. And when you get back up to Orlando and we go... throw everybody in the car, it all smells like dirty kitty litter in your car. So it was kind of her that, you know, steered me towards the Avalanche, and it was a great purchase. That has been an ideal dive car. You know, there's the Honda Ridgeline is a similar type vehicle, and that works out really good. But this hatchback, the thing is, if you just get one of those giant bins that are about 6 inches high on each side at, like, a Home Depot, you put that in your trunk, and that'll keep the trunk from getting all wet. You just have that in the bottom of it. That will solve your issue. All right, we got a Dan tip next, and then more.
This
stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 256. Octopus have been known to eat crabs. That being said, it is not advisable to stuff one into your board shorts in a misguided effort to alleviate that surprise gift you got from your last lover. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, the CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Diving with medical issues, Greg.
We're going to be here for a while, aren't we?
Why do you say that?
There are a lot of medical issues out there.
Well, that's true. And if you went through them all one by one, yes, it would take ages. But as far as a safety tip for diving with medical issues is concerned, it comes down to three little words.
Don't do it.
Nope, it's tell the truth.
Ah, as in tell the truth about any medical condition you may have?
Exactly.
Are you saying folks lie about having medical conditions, Nick?
Well, we'd like to believe they don't, but yes, we've known it to happen a time or two.
So why is it so important to tell the truth?
Well, setting aside the whole legal aspect of it, which I'm not going to get into here, but being honest about any medical condition you have can have repercussions on your safety.
You mean in case something goes wrong?
That, and being able to incorporate any necessary adaptations into your initial dive plan, which hopefully will help to avoid problems in the first place. But if something were to go wrong, and you need medical assistance, the more accurate the information your care providers have, the better able they are to treat you.
Okay, but I know divers who are afraid they won't be allowed to dive if they admit they're less than perfectly healthy.
I understand that. But that's really old school thinking. We know a lot more about diving physiology and diving medicine, and we've learned a lot in the last decade or so, and we're still learning more every day. Medical conditions that used to mean automatic preclusion or exclusion from diving don't necessarily mean that anymore.
Like diabetes.
Like diabetes. It used to be that if you admitted to having diabetes, you were automatically done, out of the water, finito. But now, we've learned so much about diabetes and diving and how the two interact that it's just not necessarily the case anymore.
What about dive operators who won't let you dive if you check a yes on the medical form? I mean, I know divers that have done everything right and are still refused a spot on the boat because of a medical condition.
You have to understand that dive operators have liability issues to consider. But again, I'm not getting into legalities today. At the end of the day, each operator has the last word in how to run their own business. What I recommend and I'm trying to advocate is taking a work as a team approach.
How so?
To begin, start by being proactive and considerate. A great way to approach this is to call the dive operator ahead of time and find out what kind of documentation they might need in order to have your yes turn into a non-exclusion. When you are able to collect that documentation, and that might mean seeing your doctor and sending them down information or documentation that supports your physical ability to dive safely, they're likely to say yes to you diving. It's much better to know that information before you get on the plane and go down there than it is on the first day of the trip.
So what if you're not sure whether your medical condition will keep you out of the water?
Talk to your doctor about it. If you're concerned that your doctor is not a diving medical specialist, your doctor is welcome to call Dan and ask for particular guidance and support. If we don't know, we also have a pool of referral specialists that we can use as additional clinical resources both for us and your physician. Remember that the medical community is not out to keep you from diving. We're out to make sure that you dive safely.
So what's the bottom line here, Nick?
If you have a medical condition, be honest about it. Lying about it or trying to hide it in your medical forms can lead to serious problems. The folks leading your dives or running your dive trips need to know if there are special considerations that are pertinent to you that they need to know about.
Because being honest in this situation really can impact your safety.
And that's the truth.
If you're a diver living with a medical condition, it doesn't necessarily mean your diving days are done. But it does mean you need to be honest about it. For your own safety and the safety of those around you, if you're asked, tell the truth. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, and for the gift-giving holiday season, might as well get a little jump on that, being we're just a weekend away from Black Friday and Thanksgiving.
And Small Business Saturday.
And Small Business Saturday is evidently the Saturday after Black Friday, which I didn't know. I always considered it Scuba Radio Saturday.
And that's another way to look at it.
Yeah, and that's how I'm going to look at it. But we are here for one reason, especially next week. It'll be a very focused show on giving the gift of scuba. It is
a
comedy.
That's the funniest thing you have ever said, a very focused scuba radio show.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, you're serious?
I am.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
So there's going to be a focus to next week's show.
Yes.
As opposed to mindless ambling about your new car and your daughter's choice of college.
The whole idea of talking about this stuff, Bill, is to give other people listening an idea of what they might want to consider to give their better half or their loved one for the holiday season, the gift-giving season.
So next week will be a show.
We'll focus just on that and some special surprise gifts that we're going to make available through scubaradio.com.
I was going to say,
in our sales site.
Typically, this is the time of year where you start getting generous.
I'm a very giving individual, at least during this time of the year. I do. It's the one time where I say,
you drink
why not?
A lot. You drink a lot more.
That's right.
It's probably unhealthy.
It's the eggnog. It's been spiked by Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, and then I have a tendency to just give away the farm. So that will start next week. But giving the gift of scuba, obviously, is one of the main things we like to remind you
to do.
Yeah. I mean, because it's the perfect size. Getting scuba lessons, a little certificate at your local dive center makes a lot of sense. But don't forget about the divers on your list. A Dan membership. How about you picking up the renewal fee for your Dan member ship dues for your dive buddy?
There is no better diver than a Dan good diver.
That's right. It's like $35. And all you got to do is go to dan.org, and you can hook that up.
And they get a magazine.
Get Alert Diver Magazine. It is really, this month's issue of Alert Diver Magazine is the best magazine on the planet.
It's got a story about Greg in it.
Yeah. That makes it priceless.
Which mentions Tony the Mermaid as well.
It does, as one of our success stories. There's not been many. So I didn't have many to pick from.
I don't get mentioned.
Well, are you a success story?
Yeah, you know what? You make a strong argument.
Thank you. But yeah, we got a stash of the Alert Diver magazines that I would be happy to autograph.
Wow.
For people. That we may do a little something with that next week.
There's also some, if you want them, that he will provide with a DNA sample.
Okay. Not sure what to think about that.
Some people will want it.
But if some of the pages are stuck together, that's their problem, not mine.
That may not have been where I was going, but why not?
All right, so giving the gift of scuba, a Dan membership, a new car. You want to go down that route? I got a Ford Focus 2012 Titanium Edition.
Would you like to buy Greg's new car?
Red candy metallic. All I got to do is put a white stripe down the middle of that puppy, and it'll be the ultimate dive vehicle to show your colors. And you know, that's the one thing I kind of wanted to go with that, Bill. I mean, ever since we've been doing this show, you know how divers love to wear their scuba radio stuff or their dive flags, their stickers on the back of their car.
No question.
Hats. We like to show our colors, our red and white striped flag somewhere on our vehicle.
No question.
Or body.
Or both.
Yes.
Somebody that wants to be hit with a red and white car.
I'm not sure what you mean by that exactly.
Yeah, maybe if it looks enough like a flag, it would leave an impression.
All right, so if you're driving a white car, you hit somebody, get a splash of red on there, that makes you more of a diver-friendly vehicle?
Definitely.
Okay, if you say so. But yeah, those, you know, looking out for those type of items, and we're going to have a lot for you to choose from next week, because we got a special show in store for you, and some surprises that I'm going to roll out here for the holiday shopping season on next week's show. So
definitely worth listening live when the show is on next week.
Yes. And no, it doesn't have anything to do with Scuba Radio wine, which we do have Scuba Radio wine. We may drink some of it next week.
I will let you know I drank some last week.
How did you like it?
It was very winey.
It tastes like wine.
It did indeed.
Okay. See, that's what I was going for. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
You came all the way down here
for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. As we ramp up for the holiday gift-giving season, you know, we've already made some plans to celebrate New Year's Eve. Once again in the Bahamas, Neil Watson is on the line. He's the hardest working man in the dive industry, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Neil?
Gregory, I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. You know, we've set this up once again to do New Year's Eve. It'll be the second annual Scuba Radio blowout for New Year's Eve at the Big Game Club, Guy Harvey Outpost Resort in Bimini. Are they ready? Are you excited? This is going to be huge.
I just got back yesterday. I was over building a mermaid pen.
Nice.
So we'll be ready.
Good. Yeah. We have to have them penned in, our mermaids, indeed, or they'll swim off. You put them out there in the open water, God knows what could happen, right?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we already have, Mermaid Tony, Mermaid Lizzie, which, by the way, she is, this would be her first trip to the Bahamas. For her.
Yahoo.
Yeah, so she's very excited about the possibility. Hopefully, Mermaid Elisa, possibly, as well. So we're going to have two or three mermaids on hand, and who knows, Bill may even show up if we can find a way for him to get over there. Well, maybe, you know, that's the thing.
Hey, look. You can put a tail on him, but you're not going to fool me. He's not a mermaid.
Yeah, well, I figured if we gave you a bottle of Scuba Radio wine, had you drink the whole thing, and then look at Bill, maybe he would have a shot.
Here's the thing, and this is something that a lot of people forget about. The most popular, most viewed video on YouTube in the history of Scuba Radio has me in it with manatees, and a lot of people find us indistinguishable. And for a long time, sailors thought that mermaids, that manatees were mermaids. So I think it's believable. I think it could happen.
Well, that had to be some drunken sailors.
Yeah.
That's how I remember them.
Are you trying to say that these sailors would have maybe had a thing for you, too? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying it's not above or outside of the realm of possibility.
Oh, boy. That's disturbing.
Well, I'm not saying I would have said yes.
Well, the problem,
I would have been coy.
Well, it's not a problem, but what we're going to have to look at with Bill is that...
The problem is you'll have to look at Bill.
Well, okay, I digress. But no, it's getting Bill over there. It'll be weather contingent, but if we can get a boat, you know, you can literally take a boat right over there to the big game club, the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, and dock at the marina, right,
I
Neil?
Think of myself as the John Madden of Scuba Radio.
You're 48 nautical miles from Fort Lauderdale to the island.
Yeah.
So actually, if Captain Gomez Walt DeMartini's available, now that's a call we need to make.
Yep.
It's about a 45-minute trip for him.
Right, exactly. Yeah, his go-fast boat. It's actually negative time. You know, he hits 88 miles per hour, and
I get strapped on.
He gets there yesterday.
I get strapped in. We about get up to plane, and he says, coming in for a landing.
Yep.
I need to correct that. The boat can make it in 45 minutes. Unfortunately, Walt has a tendency to have a cocktail or two on the way over and have to stop a few times, you know, for the call of nature. So it takes a little longer.
Yeah, he likes to stop off at the rest areas on his way over. But God bless him. That's just what he does. Actually, I think he's already going to be in the Bahamas the week before New Year's. So he was telling me the other day that he might be coming over from Nassau. Have you talked to him or no?
No, but I will pursue that immediately.
Yeah, well, we got that option, but, you know, there's other people that have boats, and that's the thing. If anybody listening right now wants to join us for New Year's Eve, all they got to do is call the Big Game Club and check out dockage and room rates. Are you guys running any kind of special, or are they kind of working on that right now for New Year's?
We are putting together a Scuba Radio New Watson Dive Bimini special New Year's package as we speak. It should be up on the website shortly, or of course you can call my office at 800-867-4764 and talk to the reservationist there and find out what's going on. I mean, it's going to be a ball. We're going to do the booze cruise after the radio show.
Right.
Got a great fireworks display, you know, over on South Bimini. Going to anchor right there, crank up the music, light up the glass bottom, open the bar, and have a ball. Then come back in, and we've got a giant tent set up now. Going to have a live band, a lot of cocktailing, et cetera, and mermaids galore.
That's right. I got to tell you, it was a ball last year. It was so much fun. It was the first annual after they had just opened the Big Game Club. So this is an annual tradition that we are trying to maintain. And I got to say, it was so much fun last year. The fireworks display was quite impressive. I mean,
unbelievable.
It was nothing what you would expect. You know, oh, it's a small little island in the Bahamas. Oh, my God. They basically blew the place up. It was impressive.
And we could get a little closer than you can in the States, like off Fort Lauderdale. They keep you about a mile offshore. We had cinders falling on the boat. I mean, we were right on top of it.
Yeah, we had a great view.
But the one difference this year, Greg, is we scrapped the New Year's Eve boat parade, because, as you remember, last year we were the only boat in the parade.
That's right. Yeah, we don't need a parade. We just go have a drink or two, take a cruise, go see the fireworks. That's so much fun. Plus, a live broadcast there from the Bimini Big Game Club, Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. Go to neilwatson.com and get all the information. We'll put a link up there at scubaradio.com as well. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. We're just getting started. Stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.